Kilo Blue Ridge from Internet. Internet Control 9 is KJ4WZM. That's Kilo Juliet 4 Whiskey Zulu Mike. My name is Daniel and my location is Traveler's Rest. Promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Your top Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. Your repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Any bulletins or announcements for the net, call KJ4WZM. Hear any at this time, so we'll go ahead and proceed with the pre-net check-ins. We've got 25 of them tonight. W2AMD, Andrew from Simpsonville. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. KG4PFI, that's Don, and KG4QLQ, his wife Linda, they're in Piedmont. N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. KI4LZI, Andy from Table Rock. KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. KA4JCA, that is Sally. KA3JCA, that's Richard. And KA4ACL, their daughter Ashley. And their ham radio club, K3DOV, that's the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. And they're all in Simpsonville, South Carolina. KM4JWP, that's Brian from Rutherford. KO4RUR, that's Chris in Greenville. KW4TS, Jim and Pelzer. KG4WNP, Landon, and he's in Cornelius, North Carolina tonight. K1CJW, Roland and Pickens. KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor's. And KQ4IDN, Stephen and Greer. W4IOE, Sid and Fletcher. KF4NXY, David in Southern Greenville County. He brings along with him his wife Marie, AF4SX. KJ4UHF, that's Jack in Greenville. KQ4FRY, that is Rhonda in Lyman. And K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. And check for Echolink stations real quick. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM. I'll need Echolink it back to them a little bit later on down the wall. We'll go ahead and proceed with the normal roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain onto the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight being Friday night, we're going to begin with stations with the self-observed call uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check into Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. 204 Zulu, Victor Mike, ZVM, Dan and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
Scan Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name is Tommy, my location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
For WZM. Net, please check in. N4ZLK. Shane, mobile on 85 South. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Daniel.
KB4ZVM. That is Dan and Greer. K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. N4ZLK, Shane on 85, headed south. And KO4WWZ, that is Chandler. He's in Traveler's Rest tonight, supervising me. Log the net. Looks like I've got an Echolink station up, so I'm going to call for them real quick, and then we'll return to Uniform through Zulu. So Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call KJ4WZM.
Net control. Net control. This is Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel. Gus calling from temporary QTH, Indianapolis, Indiana.
AA4GH, that is Gus over there in Indianapolis, Indiana. Thanks for checking in with us tonight, Gus, and I hope you have a good time in Indiana. We'll go ahead and return to, well, I got one more Echolink station that has just popped up. We'll make another call for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only, call KJ4WZM. Stations in a little while. We'll go ahead and return Uniform through Zoo. Any other stations, U through Z, if you'd like to check into the Lurch Meter Net, call KJ4WZM. Everybody, U through Z, so we'll go ahead up to Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Meter Net, call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter. Kilo, Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KWZM. Everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
WZM. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joint. We're at home at Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Hello, Charlie 4, Alpha X-ray Yankee, KC4 X-Wire, Earl in Greenwood. Just check me in and out, Daniel.
Net would like to recognize KK4DMW, that is Rick, KK4ONO, his wife Lorena, and KM4MOQ, his daughter Michelle. They're at home in Piedmont tonight. Then we've got W4DJW, that is Dave and Greer, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley, KF4DOS, that's Gary, and K3JY, his pretty little bride, Miss Joy. They're at home in Easley tonight. And Gary, I hope you've still been recovering, and hopefully you get to have some little drives around town soon. Looking forward to hearing from you sometime. Hope you get better soon. We've got KC4AXY. That is Earl in Greenwood. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KJ4WZM. Echolink stations again. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Meter Net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, good evening, Daniel. If you will check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net. No traffic, no roundtable.
Recognize KA4PQA, that is Stephen in Greenwood. We'll go ahead up the log to E through H next. Echo through Hotel, call KJ4WZM.
And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. Patrick, I'm at home in Penrose. Have no comment, no traffic tonight, Daniel. Thanks for calling the net.
4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around and chat a minute tonight, Daniel.
4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Taylor's negative and negative, over.
4HKX, that is Patrick in Penrose. And KC4EZN, that is Harry in Candler. Harry, I've got you marked down for comments tonight. We'll be back to you shortly. And W4FHJ, that is Gene in Taylor's. Any other stations, E through H, Echo through Hotel, call KJ4WZM. My next, I through L, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Beware, I'll be negative and negative. Send 73 for each one of you.
WZM. Can you please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville on the back deck with the umbrella and an HT. Just part me negative and negative. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
KK4JFO, that's James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. And KO4JKB, up, that's Duncan up there in Asheville under his umbrella. Just pulled up the radar, Duncan. Looks like a little shower should be on its way out of there. There's one that's just north of Asheville and another one that's near the Biltmore area, and that's getting ready to leave too. So hopefully you'll be out of the rain here in a few minutes. India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM. M3P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Please check in. Kilo X-ray for Mike Tango, KX4MT. This is Mike and Pickett, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net.
K4WZM, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
In Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo KO4NUE. Please also check in my wife Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Yankee Papa KO4RYP. That's Chad Nana in Campobello. We'll be in and out tonight, Daniel. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
KX4MT, that is Mike and Piggins. KO4PXB, that is Lloyd in Simpsonville. KO4NUE, that's Chad. And KO4RYP, his wife, Miss Anna. They're over there in Campobello tonight. Hope y'all are doing well, Chad, and I hope that you're feeling better than you were the other night. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, M through P, call KJ4WZM. Log to Quebec through Tango, Q through T, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Daniel, please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. Thank you for calling the net. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'm in Greer. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. Ed in Brevard, no traffic, one comment. I'll be monitoring. Over.
K4WZM. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QOD. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, out of town. When I would have got back in the car from eating supper. Check in November 4, Delta Mike Echo, N4 DME. Paul and AA4QS Don. We're both OEN Decor. Appreciate you calling it and all the fine work you do for our great hobby. N4 DME.
Now I would like to recognize N0TR, that is Tom and Greer, WD8RON, Ed and Brevard with the comment. Ed, I'm going to ask you about that in a second. KO4QLG, that is Chris and Liberty, N4DME, that is Paul and Tacoa, and he brings on with him AA4QS, that is Donald. Thank y'all for checking in with me. Ed, your comment you mentioned where you wanted to hang around for the RACU portion of that, or do you just have a brief comment you wanted to say real quick?
For everybody on HF, last night I was able to contact a station in the Ukraine. There were actually two stations on. The first was referring to the second, and a couple of nights ago there was another station on. So anybody on HF might be interested in listening for the Ukraine stations. Over.
Got him last night in 0TR.
I appreciate the comment on that, Ed, and I hope that everybody that has HF up is able to work that Ukraine station. That'd be great. Alrighty, let's see. I'm trying to remember where I was at here. It looks like I was Quebec through Tango. We'll make one last call, Quebec through Tango. Q2T, call KJ4WZM. Out through the alphabet now. Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM. One last call all the way to the alphabet before I go ahead and close out the formal portion and go direct to Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM.
Thank you for calling the net tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Please check in. Kilo, November 4, uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to you, everybody on the net. Hope everybody has a good night.
KK4JBQ, that is Larry. He brings along with him Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They're at home in Greer tonight. Then I have KN4UBG. That is Kevin in Fountain Inn. Sounds like that wraps it up for Alpha through Zulu. So we'll go ahead and close out the formal portion of the net. This is KJ4WZM now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. That's Harry over there in Candler. How are you doing this evening, Harry? Call KJ4WZM.
WZM, KC4EZ, and well, good evening, Daniel. Well, sounds like the folks around me are getting rain. We've had a couple of pretty good showers here in the Canada area this afternoon. A little bit of thunder with one of them, but nothing real close. I think the folks east and maybe south are getting more of it. I know my wife was in town this afternoon, and she talked about something called a gully washer or a frog strangler or something like that. We just had a nice shower here at the house, so maybe we've been a little bit lucky, but that rain comes down slow enough and it soaks in and does gardens and grass good. But anyway, we've been having fun here playing around with a little bit of a different kind of antenna, and I'm going to put it up on the roof tomorrow, maybe. Depends on the sunshine and things like that. See how that works. I've got one to take down, which it seems to be squirrely. I know that's not a radio term, an electronic term, but it does describe how this antenna works. I put my VNA on it a couple of weeks ago, and it looked really nice and good. The SWR was under 1.5, and I was comparing it to this other antenna that I had built, and they were about the same. And so I decided one more time I'd just compare them side by side, and the one up on the roof, I think the lowest SWR it came back this time was 7, and the DNA jumped up and down, so not literally, but the display had a hard time settling down, so I think there's a problem up there that needs to be looked at, so that'll keep us busy. Back to you, Daniel, KC4EZN.
KJ4WZM. Yeah, I don't think that SWR of 7 will do you much good at all. That's just miserable. That don't sound good at all. So be careful up there on your roof like that. Mess around with the antennas. Don't fall, that's for sure. But as far as the rain goes, I just looked at your radar. You're clear for now. We had that same little showery activity you did, because other places got some of the stronger ones. And I guess we're lucky in that aspect. We haven't had any of the harsh rain. But it looks like your area is now cleared out. There's one storm. I wouldn't really call it a storm at all. There's one shower near Caesar's Head right now. And there's a line that Asheville got the tail end of. And that has left the area as well. All that stuff is headed east. And other than that one shower near Caesar's Head. It's actually literally at Sassafras Mountain right now. That is all that we have on our radar in South Carolina for us. It just came out of the Rosman area. It's also headed east. But I think that's about it. And we should be done with rain for at least a little while. I haven't looked at the forecast to see if we're going to get a whole lot more of it. But it wouldn't surprise me if we do. KC4EZM, KJ4WZM.
KC4WZM, KC4EZM. Well, I think we're headed into that time. Maybe not quite yet, but afternoon and evening thunder showers, 30% chance. And you just sort of have to wait and see what you get. But, I'd like to have a couple of hours tomorrow, somewhere between about 10 and 2, that I can get up and swap these antennas out, take that other one down and find out, is it something loose? I mean, this is one of those ARRA J-poles, which is basically three pieces of aluminum bar stock screwed into a piece of angle. And then there's the connector for your coax on one of those elements. And there's just not a whole lot that can go wrong with that antenna. It's kind of like I've got a bolt and it doesn't work. There's just not a whole lot of things that can go bad. So I have a sneaking suspicion that my coax is probably approaching the end of his outdoor life. It's not exactly the newest piece I had, but it was one that I had handy, so I put it up. But anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Daniel, and let you go on. Just want to check in with you, and we're still around and doing this, that, and the other, going to doctors and putting up antennas and mowing grass and all those kind of normal things that we call life. So, and it's kind of fun and interesting. Talking about the comment with the Ukrainian hams, I've worked several recently on FT8, and they are really good about responding back through LOTW and EQSL. They evidently upload every day, because I get confirmations back out of those folks real quick. And I usually try and work them just to let them know the world's listening to them and keeping up with them. So, anyway, we'll turn it back to you and say 7-3, Daniel. See if you can stir up some other interest out there. KJ4WZM, KC4EZM.
I eventually need to get my HF stuff up and running. I'm going to have to check into something tomorrow, but I think that I'm about to possibly get my hands on a tower that I could use with putting up an antenna. So I'm not exactly sure where I'll put the tower yet or how tall it is. I think it's somewhere between 40 and 100 feet. I know it's not extremely tall. I'm going to say it's in the neighborhood of 40 or 50 feet. I can't quite remember, but it's one that we had an antenna party at one time a long time ago, and Ham has since passed away. I helped put the antenna tower up, so I remember a little bit about it, but not a whole lot. So I have a couple of antennas that I can put up there, and I'll see about getting that tower. It'll be my first antenna tower. I don't have anything right now for putting antennas up. My J-pole literally sits in my house, so I've got to fix that issue. Luckily, I don't have any coax sitting outdoors right now, but the one piece of coax I have hooked up to that antenna is actually shorted out. If you bump it, it goes off air. So I've got to replace that coax. I've known about that problem for about 2 years now, and I still haven't gotten around to replacing that stretch. I'd probably get a better signal out if I fixed it, come to think of it, but I haven't done that. Anyways, as far as all your doctor visits, I'm actually going to probably be experiencing that myself here for a short window of time. We've got about 18 or so weeks until the little one shows its face, and I'm sure at that point we'll have a whole bunch of doctor visits back to back. So, kind of sort of looking forward to that, kind of sort of not in a way. I don't like doctor's offices. But, it is what it is. Comes with the territory, I guess. So, I guess we'll catch you later on down the log. But it's been good talking to you, and looking forward to catching up with you next time. KC4EZN, KJ4WZM. Check-ins or comments, call KJ4WZM. 73's Harry. I don't know why I didn't, but 73's Harry. We'll catch you later on down the log. Any other stations that I've missed for check-ins or comments, call KJ4WZM. One last call before closing out the net. Have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments, call KJ4WZM. Your name and location?
It's Jeff, Juliet, Echo, Foxtrot. My call is Alpha Charlie 6 India Whiskey, and I'm mobile in Greenville.
Checked in. Thank you for checking in with me. Now, I would like to recognize AC6IW. That is Jeff, mobile in Greenville. Hopefully that wraps it up. You are my check-in number 58 for tonight. I'm about to go ahead and file my net report.
So, Quebec 4, Hotel Lima Zulu. Check me in and out.
My name and location?
Yeah, my name is Benson, and I'm in Marshall, North Carolina.
I'm there. Nice check-in there. I got KQ4HLZ. That is Benson in Marshall, North Carolina. All right, let's see here. Hold on, folks. I have 59 check-ins for the night. I'm going to go ahead and fill out my net report now. Give me 1 second, and I'll get ready to close the net out. PZM now securing the Blue Ridge Meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, and good night.
QS, AA4QS, KO4NUE. 4QS, KO4NUE.
Contact. I'm clear. AO4UE. AO4WWZ.
KWZ. KO4UE. What's up, Chandler?
Not much, Chad. I got some good news for you. I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet Colorado, also known as the most longest lasting, most dependable trucks on the road.
On such truck, are you just holding the keys?
I'm the owner of a brand new Chevrolet.
Well, congratulations. Has it started smoking yet?
No, but I guarantee you that engine in your Dodge is probably going to start doing that here soon.
It'll do that when it sucks some Chevrolets up in the intake. I'll have to go get it cleaned out every now and then.
Sorry, I couldn't copy that last transmission. Can you say it again, please?
My Dodge sucks up some Chevrolets in the intake so much I have to go get it cleaned out so it smokes every now and then. Get all that trash out.
So about that, Chad. I may be coming to give you a jump start here in a little while.
That's right. What color is it?
It is all white, sir. It doesn't have a four-wheel drive, but I have to make some sacrifices, so I didn't get four-wheel drive. But I did get me a new transceiver to install in the truck.
Truck and a new radio. Well, I'm telling you, you in the big money now.
No, not really. There's some people that weren't happy I got that new radio for the truck, but I did say when I got the new truck and getting a new radio and put it in there, I gotta figure out how I can get it now, installed. So I think Daniel's gonna help me with that.
What kind of radio did you get?
Okay, Anycone V3, dual band, analog digital.
Good deal, good deal. Well, tell me about the truck. What model is? I know it's Chevrolet Colorado, but tell me about the inside. You like it?
Oh, I love it, sir. I've had it for about a week now. I've been driving it back and forth to work. Most of my fellow co-workers are just in awe of when I pull up in that truck. They know how happy I am to have it. Chad, I'm going to tell you, there's nothing like working to get the things that you want to have in life, even if they're not exactly what you want. What I'm saying is I'm just happy that I'm able to work and achieve the things that I dream about.
That's what it's all about, bud. Getting out there and working for it, and you know, you put in the time, and then you know, when it's time to take the prize, you know, nothing feels better, right?
Yes, sir. There's nothing that feels better except maybe worshiping our Lord and Savior. But I figured I'd tell you a little more about the truck. I'm going to tell you, it has the most smoothest riding suspension you could ever feel. I mean, you hardly feel a bump in the road with this truck. It's just so nice. It's got AC, which I didn't have in the car before, which this time of year I'm grateful for some air conditioner, especially after I get off work on a hot day. It has a hill start assist, which I find that to be very helpful, and it makes it safer to drive. I don't have to use one foot on the brake and one foot on the accelerator anymore. The truck does that for me. And overall, I'm having a blast driving it. I really am. More modifications are coming. I'm going to put some running boards and a toolbox on it, and then maybe after I get it paid off, I might think about getting a 6-inch lift to put on there.
Okay, well, what kind of toolbox? You go get one of them chrome boxes to go on the back?
Maybe silver colored, maybe black. It's going to be a little difficult to find one, though. The truck only has a 4-foot bed all the way across, and I kind of like the bigger toolboxes, the ones that go pretty much down to the floor where you have more room to put some more tools in. Everybody say those are the worst kind to get, but I'm not looking at space, I'm looking at room to put as much tools in there as I can to have on the side of the road, and maybe a few amateur radio tools as well.
That's KO4NUE with KO4WWZ. Well, you know, so let's see, chrome toolbox, and then get you some running boards. You got, tell me about the seats. You got upholstery seats, leather seats, or what?
They're upholstery. Speaking of that, when I was looking at getting a truck, I really wanted to get one that had leather seats that were heated and air conditioned, but that was out of my price range. But either way, I mean, the seats are extremely comfortable. And, I mean, I'm going to take good care of this truck. Way more better care than I ever took it out of my car. I'm hoping this thing lasts me until I'm about 35 years old.
Yeah, well, take care of it, you know. Take care of it and service it when you need to. You know, that's part of it. Now that you've worked for the prize, now the real work begins. You got to make it last. You got to get every mile out of it you can, and that's gonna be a real challenge with the Chevrolet now.
Oh, come on, Chad. You know it's even harder with a Dodge. Yeah, the transmission's gonna blow up in your truck in about 8 months. Give or take 8 months, the transmission's gonna blow up in your truck.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, hey. I don't know quite what to say about that, but hey, it is what it is, I guess. But what kind of rims you got on the truck?
I appreciate that, and I have a good acronym for Dodge, Radio Friendly. Here we go. Drips oil, dirt, or grease everywhere.
Yeah, so far you're right. I'm not hearing anything I disagree with.
Good morning, Chad. You know I love that.
You can't be dripping oil, dirt, and grease everywhere if it's found on the road dead.
That was KK4WZM.
KJ4WZM. I was telling him it couldn't be dripping oil, dirt, and grease everywhere if it was found on the road dead. So at least yours isn't found on the road dead.
Well, you doing all right, man? How's things with you?
It's going pretty well. I got about 18 weeks left until a mini me shows up. So, trying to make preparations for that. I also got a new vehicle.
So what'd you get?
A 2016 Ford Expedition EL from Crown Nissan in Greenville.
Good deal. Well, me and Anna's been talking about getting her a new car. She's thinking about taking another promotion at work. She's got promoted not long ago, but she's considering, you know, moving up the ladder again. So I don't know. I've been thinking about one of these electric cars. What do you think about that?
That they're pretty fuel efficient. You get a whole lot more miles to the gallon out of an electric one.
Hold on,
I'll let you have it in a minute. Well, I don't like electric. I have thought about it a little bit, but what I've thought about doing is getting like a pickup truck and putting a diesel generator in the back of it and having that thing run electric four-wheel drive. That's just the concept that I was imagining. You know, have it sit there idling and charge your batteries for you so you never have to go to a charging station. I imagine that would be pretty power efficient. As far as electric vehicle, wow. I don't know. I'm going to keep my opinions on electric vehicles to myself. But they can be pretty nice. The biggest thing that I like about them is how quick they are off the starting lines. I've sat at red lights before with the Tesla beside me, and when the light turns green, the car literally starts up next to me as if it had never even been at the red light. That thing is at the speed limit before it clears the intersection. It's like, whoa, that's quick. And I think it'd be pretty neat to drive one. I don't want to own one personally, but I think it'd be neat to sit in one and drive one someday, or at least be in it when somebody does that. Because I don't know very many gas-powered vehicles that can do that. But I don't want to own one. I like my vehicle, and the vehicle that I bought wasn't for me. It was for Kelly. I like my Explorers, the old square-body ones. Those are mine. That's my favorite.
Well, I don't know. We're just just talking about it. I'll have to do my research. It might take me 4 or 5 years to figure out what I want to do. But we're just, you know, like I said, just thinking about it. But we just, you know, don't go that far off that often. I don't know. It's just something to consider. I guess. But anyway, it's KO4NUE and KO4WWZ, KJ4WZM. Go ahead.
KO4WWZ, back to you, KO4NUE. Chad, if you're going to go with electric, I recommend going hybrid just because I've seen a lot of things in the news lately where Teslas and all of them, they just have some very dangerous malfunctions, and I mean, I want y'all to get what you think is best for you, but if I wasn't a good person, I wouldn't sit here and say that I'd be concerned about your safety, because you are a friend of mine. If you buy a Tesla, don't ever let Anna use it in the self-driving mode. Those will malfunction on highways at very high rates of speed, and it could result in a fatal accident, and I just don't want to see any of y'all go through something like that. Just be careful on what you get.
In here. So I got watching TV and got a handy talkie. Spotted out, like my pappy used to say. So I don't think I can get much better than that. But I'm glad you got your vehicle. There's nothing like working for something and then finally being able to go, you know, get the prize. And I'm proud of you for staying within your means on the budget too, you know. That shows a lot of discipline. That's really hard to do too, by the way. But glad you made the right choice and glad you like the truck. I hope it does well with you. Just don't get it nasty and dirty now. You know, take care of it.
Roger that. Chad, are you doing okay, buddy? You said you've been lying in bed. Is everything okay with you?
Yes, I got the shingles. I don't exactly know what to say about that, but, well, I'm telling you, it's just kind of knocked me in the dirt for a little bit. They can be, it's been going on a couple weeks now. Last couple of days, I'd go to the ER the other morning, and I'm not sure what happened. It just went in things, I guess. But I'm getting my strength back, and I was able to go to the shop today, piddle around for a little bit. Not long, and then came back up to the house and just been kind of taking it easy, I guess. But maybe tomorrow I'm trying to get out there and do a little bit more work on my ham shack and work on my antennas a little bit, but I'm just going to take it easy.
That's right. Well, maybe you can give me a good antenna suggestion. I've been kind of looking at three different antennas, dual band antennas for the truck and my new radio, Comet, Diamond, and MFJ. And I'm trying to figure out if a truck lift or a mag mount would be best. But
both things, one would put scratches on the roof, and one would require actually drilling a hole into the frame. Unless I could get maybe a block of wood and drill the holes into that and just stick it in between the frame and the hood, I'm not sure what the best option would be.
KO4NUE.
I'm not a fan of drilling holes in a truck. I just never have been able to do it. Now, dents, that's a different ball game, but drilling holes, I just can't do it. I got a little old mag mouth. I'll tell you my opinion if you want to hear it. You may not like it, but I got the cheapest mag mount I could find, and it's sitting on the top of the truck. And when I tear it up, then I'll get another one and put on it. But I just stay local with the thing. I don't need to get 500 miles with it. I just ain't but a couple of repeaters I hang around on anyway, or a monitor. And I just, you know, I want to stay on those repeaters, and I don't need a whole lot. So that's my suggestion. And you work the truck kinda, so just keep that in mind. Just get something that'll do the job. That's all you need, no more, no less.
Roger that, sir. I've been talking with KA3JCA about this as well, and he's recommending that I get something that has high gain and can hold more than 50 watts. The radio I got, he only goes up to 50 watts, but he recommends that I get something that can hold more than that so that I don't blow up the antenna and the coax, which I agree with. But at the same time, if, you know, I'm going through like a parking garage and I hit the 12-foot clearance, a 40-inch Magnaut antenna, that's going to snap it. So I mentioned the possibility of getting just a little Balfang mag mount, but those only hold up to 80 watts, and 50 watts is pushing it pretty close.
That's my opinion. I just do the best I can do for the money, whatever works, I guess. And that's pretty simple. I mean, it gets pretty complicated with HF stuff sometimes, I guess, depending on what you want to do. But local repeaters, just do, you know, do what you do, the bare minimum is what I do.
I agree. Get back to Daniel and let him finish out the Q show. I appreciate the input, and I may consider just getting a cheap back mount myself. There ain't no need in having, you know, everything so expensive that you can't afford to replace it if it gets broken. So you make a good point on that. And I appreciate your input. But I'll go ahead and say 73, and I'll let Daniel finish up with you. It's good talking to you, Chad. KO4, WWC.
Nice talking to you, and I'm excited about your truck. I'm glad you're happy with it. And I'm glad you earned it. That's the main thing. You know, you've been out there working for some time now, and obviously been saving your money. So that's good. That's a good lesson. So anyway, 73 is bad. That's KO4NUE.
J4WZM. I was listening about what you said about the antenna stuff and made a really good point. You know, I speak from experience on having destroyed a $100 antenna one time that was on my roof when I was driving through the woods. I never found the other end of it. It broke and it went away. So I'm going to back your choice of having something cheap up there. I completely understand from experience the hard way.
Yes, like I said, I bet my dog at deer camp. I don't have any times. And I just reach up there and straighten it back out. And the neat thing about it, too, is if, you know, sometimes I go to deer camp, and I was up there not too long ago and had a lantana giving me trouble. So I always go take Magmite off and stick it up on the tin roof there at the deer camp and, you know, plug it into the radio there at the camp. So, you know, that's an added plus. And anybody who lives in an HOA, too, can't have an antenna. Just, you know, keep your length of coax in the house. Put your little stub inside the door, and when you're listening to the net at night, just go out there and screw your radio into the mag mount on the car. HOA can't do nothing about that.
I have a J-pole that I keep in my house, and I love that antenna. It's really awesome. I actually got it from W4WOV. And this thing has worked great for me for years. I really like it. I've had it about 10 years now.
Something being said for building you on, too. You know, I got a J-pole I use out here that was for me, my passed away. We had to go up there and do some plumbing work and took some copper pipe out of her house. It was, I don't know, just curious. I just made a J-pole out of it. It ain't the prettiest thing in the world, but it works.
Will. J-poles are amazing. Funny shape antenna, but it sure gets out.
All right, man. Well, let me get on. Congratulations on your end, too. Sound like you got it going on. But let me clear on out. Nice talking to you, Daniel. KJ4WZM, KO4NUE. 73, sir. I'll be clear on your last.
Have you get to feeling better. I hope that don't happen to me. I'm wide open for that as well. I've heard it said, and I have never really Googled this, but I've heard it said anybody who's had a chicken pox before can get shingles at any point in their life from then on. And there's no warning, there's no reason why it shows up, it's just suddenly there, and it'll light you up really bad too. And I've had chicken pox before, so I ain't looking forward to that. It doesn't happen to everybody, but it can happen to anybody. So I hope that don't happen to me. I really feel for you. That's got to be awful. But I hope you get to feeling better soon. We'll catch you later on down the log. Thanks for hanging out on the radio. KO4NUE, KJ4WZM, 73.